Hi, PJ.
Hello. Do I know you?
Hey,
do I know you?
Oh, yes, you do.
I'm sorry.
You do.
You must have dialed the wrong number.
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've been together, so it may seem a little odd.
Please leave a message after the beep. Thank you.
Okay, beep. Well, I wish you a happy October.
Happy October.
There's a lot of really cool stuff going this month. You know, this is a feminine time, feminine holidays coming in with Halloween and all manner of such thing, All Souls Day. You know, that's a really cool time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
They say the veils are thinner. And they say, too, well, actually, the veils are thinner in general now, but it just feels like right now during this time, there's such an expansion in consciousness. And I'm really excited, you know, that we have the opportunity to have Linda on again. And she's been very patient, but, you know, she's going to talk about some things today with dragons.
Cool.
And how... Yeah, you know, and the dragon energy is linked to the divine feminine. So it's actually right on time to do this today. Hi, Linda. You there?
Hi.
Hi,
nice
welcome.
To be talking with both of you.
Nice. Nice to talk to you too, yes. Linda.
Yes, welcome. Welcome. We're really happy to have you here. So I know a little about you, but I thought... If you wanted, would you, if you wouldn't mind, would you just tell our listeners a little about maybe your background, where you came from, where you were born, how you got started? You want to go there?
Yes, okay. Well, my name is Linda Garrett Applegate. I was born in London, England, and but I wasn't raised there. My father was a doctor in the British military, and so we were traveling as kids. And then I met my husband, who's American, and he was in the American military, and we continued to travel. So I've lived in 10 different countries, which has been an interesting experience, and now I'm in central Pennsylvania. But anyway, I had a... my schooling was... I trained as an opera singer, which I haven't really continued. I do continue to sing. And then I came to my real passion, which is doing energy work. And I am an energy healer and an energy channel. I started in 1987. I learned the Radiance Technique Authentic Reiki. And I received my first degree in 1987, became an authentic Reiki teacher in 1991, and then received the highest level in 2006 of the seventh degree. And then in 2005, I came across a technique, it's a Pleiadian energy healing technique called Frequencies of Brilliance, and I've now trained to the highest level, which is stage 24. And these healing techniques have really been the foundation of me being able to later channel. I started by channeling angels, and then I found that whales and dolphins were coming through me, and then the dragons. And, you know, this has really been my stepping stone to take these steps.
Wow, that's quite a history. It's really interesting, too. I noticed that when you said you started to follow your real passion in 1987, that was right after the harmonic conversions hit.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you have something in particular that happened at that time that really encouraged you to look? Did you have some kind of spiritual experience?
No, just that a girlfriend of mine introduced this to me, and it felt like this is what I needed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And on the first day of my class, you know, I said to my teacher, oh, I'm just going to take the first degree. He shrugged his shoulders and said, oh, wait and see. On the second day, I was asking him how to become a teacher and knew that I would eventually take the seventh degree. And you know, it just kind of felt... I came home, and it just mm-hmm. it was a coming home, and I just knew it.
That's an interesting way to put it. Don't you feel how, don't you notice how when you said you feel like you come home to something that you bring that to others?
Yes. I mean, you start to carry that energy within you, and, you know, it's your desire that other people also experience it and that mm-hmm. they have the experience of your expansion as well.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Isn't it, TJ?
Yes, it is. And I had a question because, you know, not everybody that listens to this is maybe can understand what these dragon energies are. Can you define what that is?
Well, I got a message from my guardian dragon this morning, and I will read that message, and that will be a lead into talking about the dragons and experiencing their energy. And then at the end of this session, I do want to do about a 10-minute meditation for people to actually meet their guardian dragons. So anyway, let me just back up one and say how I first connected with my dragon. I was doing, in 2014, I was doing a Frequencies of Brilliance training, and during a meditation, I turned into a dragon. This was my very first time of, you know, I'd never thought about them, had any connection with them, you know, it was just totally new to me. And then later, I was at a meditation and healing, and a dragon showed up and said his name was James, and it wasn't till September of last year, I was working with somebody, and we were doing Frequencies of Brilliance, and he said to me, I've been seeing dragons around me. And I said, yep, so have I. And at that point, our dragons came in and gave us an initiation and told us that they worked with the violet flame of Saint Germain and that they were there to assist in burning away the dross of what no longer serves us and moving us forward into our divine beingness. And so let me just, and this was a message I just got from James this morning, so I'll read that. Welcome, dear ones. We wish to take you on a journey with the dragons. We are indeed the ancient ones and are a part of the creation of your planet, as are the other elementals. The elemental kingdom are the directors of divine intelligence that create and build physical form. We are protectors and guardians and hold much ancient wisdom. Mankind is just now stepping over the threshold where we wish to greet you in partnership. As you start to acknowledge yourselves as a part of nature instead of separate from nature, our partnership will grow. We carry the violet flame of Saint Germain and will assist to burn off the dross that no longer serves you, so you may step forward as the divine beings created to be, that you were created to be. We are very delighted to make your acquaintance. Our deep blessings to you.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you, James.
And since, you know, the dragons are, you know, fairly new to me, I've really only been working with them just over a year. When they first mm-hmm. came, the energy just came through me, and then I was trying to glean information on them. So I've gone to different sources, you know, have found different people have popped up, and, you know, so I've got some actual information. Otherwise, it was just the energetic that was coming to me, and I said, I don't know anything about them. So I've been gleaning information on the way.
You
know, it's very interesting when I look at you, Linda. You know how they say that you sometimes take on attributes of different things? I was looking at your face one day, and I thought, oh, she carries this very sweet dragon imprint on her. I could literally see the traits, like the little nose that you have and the shape of your eyes. It was amazing. It was amazing. Huh. I could see it, right? But there's a softness that you have that's very present in your face. with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have been told that I have a great big whale with me as well, but I'm sure I have some dragons on my shoulder.
No, this is different. This is different.
Yes.
It's like the energy, the way it comes through you, it's like imprinted in your form. I can see it. You know, the whale is kind of on your shoulder, but it's in your auric field. This is in your physical field.
Oh,
and
that's interesting.
It's really sweet, very sweet, you know, not like hard, angry dragon, not like that, the very sweetness, the sweetness to it. So, but go ahead, we're all ears.
Oh, okay, well, some of the information I gleaned was from Raven Many Voices, and I heard a telesummit, and I made some notes from that, and I also went to her website.
Who is she? Who is she?
I only know her as Raven Many Voices, and I don't know what her real name is, because that's the name she goes by. And you know, that's
is she Native American?
I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
I don't believe so, but because I know I've also heard her talk about goddesses as well, so she and Mother Mary, so she does connect in with other energies. But here's a little bit that I just want to read a little bit that was on her website, and it says, most of the dragons, after being hunted and misunderstood, fled from this realm into the astral plane. As they have always been the keepers of doorways and other dimensions, their ability to pass between our physical realm and astral is a secret they keep. As new energy is needed on the planet, they help open the necessary doorways for the new energy to manifest. Although their physical form is not on this plane, their influence, power, and wisdom can be seen daily in our weather, landscape, and emotions. As humankind realizes its connection to everything and everyone on this planet, more and more spirits are coming forward to recreate these old friendships. To gain the dragon's trust once again, we must give respect and love. With this connection comes their wisdom and knowledge of the earth and its hidden secrets. The dragons have been alive since the beginning and witness all the growth on this planet. They have seen our ugliness and our beauty. They know of our intentions and thoughts better than ourselves at times. When we reach out to the dragons with respect, we find a healing within ourselves and all our relationships. And more of what she actually said on the telesummit that I listened to is that, well, of course, we are at the moment going through our, you know, our terrible twos and our temper tantrums, and not just the dragons, but the whales are also assisting us through this time so that we can all make it together onto the other side. And so we are getting a lot of assistance from many different arenas. And the dragons themselves, they represent power and respect, and they are a portal between the angelic realm and the fairy realm. And we hold their energetic in our solar plexus, and they help us to manifest gateways. So they're kind of a gateway or a portal between the upper and lower realms. And they're not soft like the angels and fairies, but they do have a very powerful presence that they bring to us, and a very protective presence. Because I know when I did a energetically channeled this to a friend of mine, and you know, when he was feeling their energy, he said, "Gosh," he said how protected he felt when they were in that energetic. And they also bring out in us in the Far East, they're loved and revered, and they're a symbol of wealth and power. But in the West, they've been reviled and called the devil and, you know, many other things. And it was in patriarchic times they were killed. But they lovingly took on this this persona that we needed. It's so that it can reflect back to us what we don't actually want to view within ourselves. They can be there as a mirror to reflect back to us what we need to see within ourselves. And sometimes that's the ugliness of ourselves. And they will be there to be that mirror for us. And it was kind of interesting at my Frequencies of Brilliance class this year. One of the evenings, I presented the dragons to my classmates. And one of the people there, he said that his dragon came and it sat with its back to him. And then also during class time, he saw it, and it was sitting with its back to him. And he realized then that this was actually a reflection of how he was feeling disillusioned with the world. And so the dragon was reflecting this feeling of disillusionment and feeling disgruntled. And another of my classmates, she saw her dragon peeping round corners. And when she said that, you know, sometimes she has difficulty taking, you know, her place in the world, you know, and standing there being firm, saying, this is me. And, you know, sometimes being a bit apologetic for being her. And I think this was another reflection of the dragon saying, you know, I'm peeping round corners. Is it okay for me to be here? And indeed, it was a reflection for her to see that.
I remember when I, if I could just interject for a moment, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
I remember when I met my first dragon, how, now, I didn't know it at first. It was a two-headed dragon.
Yeah.
And it was black, and I had gone down the fire path. And this dragon, when it came up on me, it got in my face, and it was breathing fire very strong. And it was funny because that day I was really angry about something. And I was like, huh, you know, and I felt like, oh, well, you know, let me pause because I understood everything's a reflection of what's inside of us. So I remember thinking, I need to calm down. And when I calmed down, the dragon just, you know how if there's just a little spark after a fire?
Mm-hmm.
I remember it went from breathing fire to little sparks. And then I saw Mellow come out, which was interesting. So it was really wild, though, because that was the mirror I met the first day. And like I said, I was really irritated, really angry about something.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I calmed down, everybody got calm. It was neat.
Okay, this was your two-headed dragon, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then I met it was funny, when I met my water dragon, I was riding it, so I didn't see its face. But I felt very supported by it, and I felt like I was riding waves of consciousness through it. So I wasn't attached to form at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you know, so I didn't feel hung up with the idea of not seeing its face, you know,
mm-hmm.
because where I was maintaining frequency, I feel. So it was very interesting, though. But anyway, there you go. TJ. Right? Are we going to do a thing so TJ can maybe meet his dragon today? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I will be doing that in the meditation, meeting the dragon. So it depends when you
want
to fit that in.
Everybody has a dragon.
Well, everybody can call in a guardian dragon to be with them, yes.
So you're not assigned?
You may not.
You're not assigned like a dragon, like, you know, somebody doesn't sign up with that?
Well, I think it's a question of opening your heart and saying and welcoming the dragon in and letting them be part of your spirit team.
Okay.
And I think it's more of a request than them actually being there. I believe it's, you know, done in a request form for
so
them
it's,
to be
it's
a
different
part
from the
team.
Like the people that are like your guides, they kind of signed up for it. I just guess what I want to make it clear so I understand. But the guides kind of signed up for it to be with us. And the dragons you're seeing, that's more of like, hey, would you you want to blow some fire over here on me? That would be great.
I kind of think that, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that's the same with, you know, when, as I said, I work with the whales as well, and I do have my guardian dolphins and whales, and they kind of came when I called upon them. Mm. So I have quite a bevy of beings around me.
You got a SeaWorld going on over there, I think.
Yeah, and what I found really interesting was, and I know I'm diverging a little bit, was recently I was at a cetacean summit, and I was told that the sperm whale carries the lineage of the dragon. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting, having that connection. And also how there's the legend of the golden dolphins, but there's also golden dragons. And somebody was talking about, I think I heard this on another podcast, how she was in Colorado, and she saw the, here we go. And she was approached by a serpent being, a water dragon on the Colorado River. And it showed her how it spiraled up and down the Colorado River. It had a golden energy and was blending the fire kundalini energy with the water up and down the river. So that's kind of interesting that dragon energy was, you know, just bringing the golden energy into the Colorado River. And also, interestingly, another divergence is at the cetacean summit when I was out on a boat, we saw some of the dolphins, and they had a golden glow coming off their backs. And I thought, this is very interesting. And recently I also was introduced to Shirley, who is my golden dragon. So very recently she came to me and was introduced to me. But actually what I would like to do, if you're interested, is bring in the energy of a couple of dragons so that you can just feel them energetically. It depends how you want to do this. And then we might go into the meditation and meet our dragons if you'd like to do it like that.
Works for me. How
sure.
about you, Jesus?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring through Arkon is an ancient and wise dragon, and I'm just going to bring through his energy. And I do talk in, it's part of my soul language or language of light, and they do bring through a dragon language. And so it can sound a bit gruff at times. It's not, at the moment, I haven't been able to actually translate what they're saying, but they do sometimes give me messages in English, so I'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm going to bring through Arkon. We bring greetings from the ancient ones. And we are delighted to make the acquaintance of those who listen to this podcast. We are bringing through our energy to combine with yours to bring about a balancing effect upon our planet, to bring an alignment with nature, to allow us to be a part, you to be a part of nature and being part of the balancing force that all elementals and other beings are bringing to this planet, bringing you into alignment with the whole natural state of the planet. And this is part of our purpose in being with you, to bring you into a balance and an alignment. We bless you. I'm now going to bring through the energy of Betty. She's a very motherly, tender dragon, and she's, you know, she sort of helps children and makes them feel better. And if they have a little boo-boo, she'll kiss their hand and make them feel really safe and good and better. So let me bring through Betty. Yo mokaya kano, so moanya, so koya no poa, siya kano moya tia, zoya kano, zoya moi ti, soy modoi I mohya, soy modokia no moa. Soi ti mio no kia poa ti anno ku, ai anno hu, zaka, moja no mo kuata, ika, ika mo doa, so moa, so moja na, so moja na, so moja na, so moja na mo, ya. Kia. And I want to bring through a baby joy dragon, and his name is Boo Boo, and they want us to take ourselves less seriously and to have fun. So let me see what Boo Boo has to say to us.
Moya ka, moi ka, ya no ka da. Shopoko, pia poko ta 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 ta. Pika ha ha ha, mia ta ta ko wa ha. Ko pa 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 ko to pa ta 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 ka. Ti ti ka ka, ti ti ko pa ka, pa pa ka ta, pa pa ka ta, pa 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 pa. Ya. Into the world and play and stop taking yourself so seriously. Ah, you'll find if you breathe and if you play and if you just lighten up, how your whole day will just feel better. Oh, so much better. Yes, yes, yes. We guarantee this. So, if you want a little fun and laughter, call upon a joy dragon and we'll come and tickle your funny bone. Oh, yes, we will. We like to do that. We tickle funny bones. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, we do. Okay. Okay. We're going now, but it was nice to meet you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I want to tickle your funny bone.
Yeah. Yep.
That was great, you know, and the languages, some of them, you know, I understand when you're speaking, so.
Okay, can you do some translating for me?
Sure. The very first dragon person was, he was,
Archon,
he was saying, yes, he was, and it was funny because when he said it in soul language, he almost said the same thing in English, which was welcome. And he said, I have come to help remove the edges from around you. So his energy actually, you know, how it's a little more, I guess if I had to describe it in a shape, it's more triangular.
Okay.
And it has to do with him pushing things through. So he, like, leads the way so that when the softer energies come in, they're more received. So that's what he does. That's what he was saying.
Oh, okay.
And Betty, I literally felt her kissing my hand, and I heard her saying, everything is okay. It's all peaceful. It's all good. No worries. It was like, no worries. It was like this. And just love messages to the heart and a sweetness that was going around the heart, too. So that was really sweet. And, of course, the baby dragon was just, you know, he was just flittering and flattering through the dimensions and making people laugh. And it was like silly. Anything that the little boo-boo-boo said that came through in soul language was just like things to spark the fun of your bone. That's all, you know. But the sounds were really about that. So that's what I heard.
Okay.
So great. It was cool. Yeah. Yes, indeedy. You there, Tejas?
Yeah, that was quite the experience. That was really neat. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's actually, I just wanted to say something about how we approach the dragons. I was at an animal communication class, and we went into a meditation, and a cougar came to me. And it showed me, first of all, a farmer aiming its gun at the cougar. And the cougar said, because the farmer approached it with such an aggressive intent that the aggression was also activated within the cougar. And otherwise, if there had not been this aggressive intent focused onto the cougar, there would have been no aggression returning from the cougar. And I think part of the dragon's message is also, approach us with love and respect, and we will come back with love and respect. Because, there are times that people think of the dragons as being aggressive, but I think it's part of how we approach them that, that they will reflect back, once again, the reflection of what's going on in us. And so if we can come from a place of peace, they will come to us in peace. And this is what they're trying to teach us.
Yeah, I can really see that. I was thinking when I met my feminine dragon, I just want to share, TJ, my feminine dragon. She was rainbow and had long eyelashes, and she wore a Rastafarian hat, and her name was Mellow. And she had very strong mama energy, like peace energy. And I kind of smiled because she connected with the kids, too. That's part of her thing. But I noticed I met her when I had calmed down after I was done the big fire-breathing dragon experience. His name was Sparky, And when I finally calmed down and he just had a few sparks coming off, she came in this really mellow place. And that's really so true. In every other experience I had too, I have an air dragon named Emerald, And when I met him, I was flying on him, but I can see his face, you know. But he was just very uplifted and wanting to do healing work. And it's funny because I've been doing healing work with breath issues with people. And that's when he came, you know, and a healing thing with my own. So I feel the mirror real strong with them. Where we are, they meet us there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. So, as you were.
And I believe, Theo, they have actually been present in physical form, because another person who's a Frequencies of Brilliance practitioner, and she does past life regressions, and she saw herself in Atlantis, and she had a pet dragon. It was small, about the size of a big cat, and she saw it draped over one of her instruments. She was a musician in that life, and she's a musician in this life, and, you know, it was just, you know, her pet dragon. So I think they have, and they talk about having been, you know, in physical form, and I think they must have been, because there's so many portrayals of them, you know, all around the world, you know, in the West, in the East, in every country, there's the serpent beings, the dragon beings, they're portrayed. I mean, you know, what are they portraying if they've never seen them?
That's, you know, right. And did you ever notice that dinosaurs, flying dinosaurs, look like dragons? They look like dragons.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And also interesting is with Nessie, the Loch Ness monster, and Champ, the water dragon in Lake Champlain. You know, they're called monsters, but in fact they're beings. They're water dragons who have in fact been observed. And there's a thought behind why nobody can find them. Is that they disappear into other dimensions. They do come in the physical form in 3D, and you can see them, but then they'll disappear into a different dimension, the fourth dimension. And it's thought that, for example, that the Bigfoot does the same thing, and that the mermaids do the same thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
That they can appear in the physical, but they will also, you know, disappear from our realm.
You know,
another realm.
You know, now that you are talking about that, Linda, I just want to share something that somebody was on my show a couple of years ago, was reading stories. I live in Upper Michigan. I think we maybe talked about that the last time I talked to you, but I live right on Lake Michigan, and about 65 miles north of me is Lake Superior. So we're right on, you know, the peninsula. And there was stories out in the early 1900s. This woman had gone back and researched old stories, unusual stories. But there were reports of people seeing dragon-like beings or Loch Ness-type beings in Lake Superior and even one of the inland lakes. And so this tells me that there was a story about these guys were in a boat, two guys in a boat, and one of these things was near it, and they were trying to chase it away with these with their oar because they were afraid of it, and they're trying to swing at it in the water, and it scared them a little bit. And then there were stories about, you know, fishermen in the early 1900s, late 1800s. I mean, these stories go back over 100 years, seeing them in the Great Lakes. So I just thought I'd throw that in.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. That's also
very
interesting. I didn't know they'd shown up elsewhere. So that's interesting.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff that shows up at the Great Lakes. Mermaids, and, you know, they've had spaceship stuff like the Bermuda Triangle. So it would make sense the dragons be hanging out there too, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And maybe the veils are just thinner there, you know, so that they could come through the dimensions. I don't know.
I don't know neither, but I've heard reports that, not so much in Lake Michigan, but in Lake Superior, the report I read. But that's the only thing I've seen.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that there's a little town there called Marquette, and it's not far from where TJ's at, but I go there in the summer because I found that part of Michigan is just like magic. It's very... otherworldly. It's like the people are not all hung up on electrical, like texting and stuff. There's some people, but you don't see that. You actually see people connect with each other and the earth, and they do things in nature. It's magic. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, just had to say that. So I'm going to look for dragons next time I go there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we should dragon hunt, TJ. I'm serious.
Well, I know
on our to-do list.
Yes. Well, I know my teacher of frequencies are brilliant. She was guided to move to Grand Marais, which is on the north shores of Lake
mm-hmm.
Superior.
Yep.
And
yeah.
on her property, she's been opening portals. There's
yep.
a couple of portals on her property that she's been opening. And so, you know, I'm sure there is a mystical energy there in Lake Superior that is now, you know, the veils are thinning there.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm.
Now, I know you said that you wanted to do a meditation with us today. I'm just
yes.
looking at the time, and I'm aware. I think we have, like, 15 minutes left or so. But
yes, I think this would be a good time to do it.
Okay.
Okay. So a little bit about your guardian dragons. They provide guardianship and protection. They assist in keeping you connected and grounded. And as we're going through the shifts that we're going through at the moment, specifically just this year, we've had so many shifts. The veils are being lifted, and the guardian dragons will assist you to assimilate these energy shifts. And you know, when you meet your dragon, they tell us that you know their names are unpronounceable, so they'll just give you a very pronounceable name like Bob, James, Charles, whatever. You know, very easy names because their name is unpronounceable. So we're going to move into the meditation. And what I'd like you to do first is to take three deep dragon breaths. And the dragon breath is in through the mouth and out through the nose. So we're going to start with the dragon breath. So breathing in through the mouth and out through the nose. In through the mouth and out through the nose. In through the mouth and out through the nose. I'd like you to now put a hand on your heart or focus on your heart and just feel your guides and angels with you. Just feel their presence with you. And so now we're going to go towards meeting our dragons. So see a huge cave opening, and walk towards it. You will notice a stream and moss on the surrounding rocks. Follow a little pathway beside the stream. It is dark but visible. Feel the coolness in the cave and hear the echoing of the stream. You notice a light ahead. As you come to the light, you notice it illuminating an ancient land, a land of earth, fire, water, and air. The path takes you down to the middle of a clearing. You notice in the clearing that there are four equal paths. These paths lead to the land of fire with volcanoes. You can see the volcanoes spitting and you can feel the heat.
and you can feel the intensity of that fire coming from the volcanoes. And then there's the land of water, where you may see a lake with sun sparkling on it, or a stream, or you can hear the waves lapping up against the shore. Or there's the land of air. Feel a warm, gentle breeze blowing through your hair, or hear the rustling of leaves. And the land of earth, with rocks and crystals, or you can feel the mossy earth beneath your feet. Contemplate these four paths. Right at this moment, what land calls to you the most? Choose one and walk down that path. This is your own special path, so create it how you want. Now know that there is a wonderful surprise awaiting you. You will meet a magnificent being, and this being will be your guardian dragon. I'm now going to call in my another dragon called Julian, and he helps to gather in the dragons to call them in so that they can come and meet you. So I'm going to call in Julian and bring through his energy to assist you in meeting your dragon. So Koya kamo, koya kamo ka, koya kamo ka, koya kamo ka, koya kamo ka, kiam, kiamo kamo kiado, kiamo ka apaka 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 a, sionoka. Sio komo kia do go, kia 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 maka a, shaka, shaka, shaka. Now your dragon should be with you. Observe everything about it. Is it male or female? Large or small? Does it have one head or two? Or maybe even more, it might have four. Does it have horns, scales, wings? Just observe your dragon. How does it tell you that it loves you? Through its eyes? Through its warm, sweet breath? Through tears of joy? Through its strength and feeling of protection? Now that you are feeling your dragon's love, ask for its name. You might hear its name or feel it. Gently within yourself, bring forth that name into your heart and let it resonate with love. Feel the dragon within your heart, or maybe your solar plexus, and the love that it brings to you. Send love back to the dragon so that you are both bathed in a blanket of love. Be with that for a moment. I'm bringing in a little dragon energy to help you just feel the dragon within your heart. Kyokoshanaboko. Kishapa Kono Poida Kyanaka Kyo Kosha Tomodia Kyo Kyomokoaha Kyata Zamonaka. We are here and we love you. We are present. We are here to protect you, guard you, guide you, and bathe you in a sense of safety. Know that you are so loved by us, and we feel your love to us. We feel this unity, and we wish to expand upon this unity that is happening at this moment, to meet many, many people so that they also may take the dragon's strength and protection into their hearts and feel safe and protected. Now just back up a little from your dragon and smile, for you have met a very important guide who is here to assist and protect you. Tell the dragon that it is welcome in your life. Ask the dragon, what is the best way for you to communicate? Is it in dreams, writing, meditation, or any other form? Now, as you get ready to return, bow to the dragon. And the dragon bows back to you in mutual respect. As you walk back down the pathway, know that the dragon's power and love is going with you. As you walk back to the cave, you are integrating this into your body, mind, and spirit on all levels and all dimensions. Come back to your heart center. And back to yourself. And be with that energy for a moment as you gradually come back to the reality. Wiggle your toes and your fingers and stretch. And gradually come back. Did either of you meet a dragon?
Go ahead.
You go ahead. Do you want to go first?
I believe I did meet a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I chose the fire for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And he was red, and he was huge, and... I think his name is Billy.
Okay.
Powerful but gentle.
Okay, great. That's good.
Yeah. Congratulations.
What about you, Joy? Did you meet a different dragon or a same dragon?
I had a very unique experience this time. I chose Earth, and
yeah.
it was beautiful. As I was walking down the Earth path, I was walking on a bed of moss, and there were crystals lining the path on either side. And I saw the bench in front of me before you called the dragon to come and bring us our dragon. And there on the bench, I didn't know it at the time until I saw the bigger dragon, but I saw a little baby girl dragon, and she was pink with blue little scales on her, and she was playing a guitar, and she was sitting on the bench, right? And it was like, she was so sweet, you know? And then you called for the big dragon to come, and all of a sudden, this dragon was so big that it was miles away. I felt that. But every step it took, it was like the earth shook as it came. And eventually it came and it stood beside the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and I was getting, I mean, and with all that, this was the biggest dragon I ever got. And this dragon, it was my earth dragon, and the message was that it was so big because it was really there to reinforce how safe it was for me to be on the earth.
Oh.
And it wanted me to know this very strongly.
Oh,
and
wow.
Now, wait till you hear this. I asked for its name, and he told me his name was Bill.
Bill and a Billy.
Okay. I know. It's like they're related, you know. So I know. I had to really smile. And then when you said stand back and smile at it, I did that. And when I did that, it bowed its head to me.
Uh-huh.
And then before I left, I bowed to it. But it hugged me. It hugged me.
Okay.
And it was like, it was really wild. You were like, ask how you'll experience the love. And, you know, I knew it was partly through the strength, but it was also telling me through its eyes. And when I asked it how it wanted to communicate, it said, we are always connected, and I will always have ways to get messages to you. Don't worry about that. So it was very interesting. Yeah. I felt very, very honored, and I felt that it's interesting because I just recently have gone through, I was in France, and I've had some expansions and things, and you know how when you evolve, and this happens to all of us, it's like our field gets bigger, and I think that this was an affirmation of the work that I did when I was in France and I came home and all kinds of things. So it was really wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I am so glad my soul brother got a dragon.
Yes.
And a big guy, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were kind of showing the differences, you know, your little tiny one on the bench playing the guitar, and then the huge ones, you know.
Well, I don't think I would have realized how big that one was if I hadn't seen this little one.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, and the little one just stole my heart.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so there's that sweetness as well as the strength, yeah, which is kind of interesting how they come through in different ways.
That's so true, so true. Mm. So Linda, thank you for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
it's
been
really
a pleasure.
Been awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
It's been delightful to have you. I really enjoyed this. And TJ, do you have something you want to say? I know I let you get a word in edgewise today a little.
No, I just think it was really cool to meet the dragon energy. And what Linda had to say about how, because I really feel this too, that, you know, we have these movies that are trying to tell us all these things that were here at one time that kind of left, like the dragons. I really feel there was a time they were here on the planet too, but they've been painted in a different light, not an accurate light, I guess.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so now
they've been vilified and turned into the devil and stuff like that, but they're coming back. They're bringing their divine the divine feminine back to us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So, Linda, I know you do dragon workshops and stuff, and is there a website or an email address someone can contact you at if somebody wants to get a hold of you and find out where you are and what you're doing?
Yes, I can give you my email address. That is Gara Applegate, and I'll spell that G-A-R-E-H, and then Applegate, and it's all one word lowercase, @gmail.com.
Okay. Are there any spaces in that or no?
No, no spaces.
Okay.
No.
Okay, great. And that's your email address,
that's
right?
That's my email address, yes.
Okay. Well, Linda, thank you again for coming on. And TJ, is there anything you want to say? I know we're about out of time, so.
No, I'm good. Thank you very much for letting me be.
You're good.
I'm glad I was a part of this. Thank you.
Well, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, me too. It's and thank you, Brother TJ, for co-hosting with me as always. Without you, we wouldn't have a show, you know? And it's nice we finally got Linda on the air with us. Yes. So I want to tell everyone that it looks like in December, Flo Magdalena is going to come back and do an interview on some things. And then in January, I have another teacher who she has written a book, and she would love to come on the show. She's another brilliant soul, and I think TJ said he would like to interview me too, right, at some point?
That might be worthwhile. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and do you want to share what it's about?
We are going to talk about, if that's something you're willing to do, is talk about your trip to France. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that should be released.
I think we could turn it loose on society. there were some definite magical things that happened, and there's some information on the healing things that I discovered on this trip that it feels like it'd be beneficial for people to heal here. So I'm really happy to come on and share it, and thank you for asking me.
Any French recipes you might have, you can share too. You know, pastries, that kind of thing.
Well, now you're pushing it too far. We know I won't cook if I don't have to, but I can tell you the good restaurants to go to.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. All right. So thanks again, both of you, and no, we're looking forward to our next coming together. And everyone, please be good to yourselves and each other. And remember, we're all one. Blessings.